Well, you might remember him as the MC of the Mayflower Kennel Club dog show from the movie Best of Show.
Well, we're here with Dr. Theodore Milbank, president of the Mayflower Kennel Club. Doctor, question that's always bothered me and a lot of people. Mayflower combined with Philadelphia, no-brainer, right? Because this is where the Mayflower landed. Not so. It turns out Columbus actually set foot somewhere down in the West Indies, little-known fact. How does the name Mayflower get up to the Quaker City?
Well, it wasn't actually Columbus, the Mayflower, as you probably remember. And he did land in Plymouth Rock.
Well, they landed several places because there's the Nina, the Pinta. There are a couple of them. They all landed in different places. But
not really.
I'm not the historian. Let the people in the production booth deal with that one.
Comedian Fred Willard appears tomorrow night in Olympia for a screening of that movie, Best in Show, with the Olympia Film Society. And Fred, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks. It was fun listening to that. I remember the night we did that scene. It was Bob Balaban and me.
Bob Balaban, that's just been such an incredible ensemble that has been together for all of those mockumentaries with Christopher Guest and the rest of the gang. And this is one of them that I think everybody loves, the one about the dogs, it's Best in Show.
It's so good.
That you're going to be in town for, or actually in Olympia for. Tell us what you're going to be doing there.
Well, I guess I may make an appearance after the movie, which is always fun. I love to go to things like that, where you see a movie and then someone who's in it comes out on stage and talks. I'm still a little starstruck myself about, you know, seeing someone. You don't think it's quite real when you see him in a film.
You've been a part of so many great films, many of them from Christopher Guest. What is your favorite? Is Best in Show number one for you?
Well, that's the one that did the best for me. I mean, that was the most popular one. People remember the lines from that. My favorite was actually the first one, which was called Waiting for Guffman, because it was all new to us, and we played an amateur theater company in Kansas or Missouri that were putting on a sesquicentennial about our town. So it was the first time we did it, and it was all new, and, you know, I had the feeling no one was ever going to see it, and we were just having fun.
It seems that most of these, now just to us who watch these movies, that most of this is just off the cuff and improv. Is that the case?
Pretty much so. They send you he sends you an outline of the movie, and it tells you what your character is going to be, and then it's pretty much improvised, you know, which would scare me to death if I hear that a movie is improvised. My first thought is, you know, why didn't they just write it? I want to see the best of what the writer put down. But working with all these people, you know, Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy and Bob Balaban, they're all so good, and no one's really trying to top anybody. And Christopher films a lot of footage and then cuts down to just what moves the movie forward. So it's kind of having a safety net underneath you.
Fred, what projects do you have coming up?
Well, I'm doing, coincidentally enough, another thing that Christopher Guest is doing on HBO that he wrote with Jim Pittock, who was my co-host on that show, Best in Show. I was the color guy, and he was the announcer. And they've written a series for HBO, and I'm going to be on that in January. We're going to film that in January.
And I know
I just did an episode of Hot in Cleveland, which I should have been doing all along because I'm from Cleveland.
Uh-huh. So
that's a very cute show.
Every time I run into Betty White or someone, I say, you know, I should be on that show because I'm from Cleveland, so they're finally using me.
What about the new Ron Burgundy movie? You were in that. Are you going to reprise your role?
I think so. They called for my availability. They're going to be doing that in February or March, and I told them I'm on board if you want me to do it, because it was really a lot of fun doing the first one, working with Will Ferrell. He's a great guy.
Well, you've made a lot of people laugh, and it sounds you'll continue to do so. And for those who want to see that, go to the Olympia Film Society website. You can find information on that screening tomorrow night. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you, Fred. Okay. It was a pleasure.